WGN everywhere, and that is the music from The Boy Illinois, and we'll be hearing from him live in just a minute. That's a recorded piece right there. Be hearing from him live in just a moment here, and Erin Harkey is from the city of Chicago, and she's here to give us a ticket. I'm assuming not? Okay, I'm hoping not. All right, good. The Department of Cultural Affairs special event. Actually, they explain this program that you guys did.
Well, we sort of noticed that a lot of emerging artists in Chicago were having a hard time connecting to labels around the country, so we wanted to create a bridge and to make an effort to support artists at all stages of development. So we decided to bring the labels to them through the Chicago Made A&R editions.
So you brought these, as they used to call them, the A&R guys, the record guys, record executives, to Chicago to take a look at and hear
emerging musicians.
And how did the emerging musicians get in contact with the city to do this? Did you guys go out and find them? They find you? How'd that work?
Yeah, we have an open application process, and actually an application is open right now, and it's actually just closing in a couple days on September 18th. But it's free. It's open to music, all music genres, and so artists just need to go to the City of Chicago's website for the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, and they can apply by submitting an application and submitting a 2-minute YouTube video of their performances.
Oh, wow.
Any type of performance?
Any type of performance, all genres.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I have a harmonica.
Have
I would like to just. I'm just learning it
we
now.
We have a golf rap by Kevin.
Yes.
That
yeah, Kevin
we
decided
heard earlier.
We decided we were going to do
new
rap,
genre.
Yeah, rap about golf because we've noticed that there are no. There's really no golfing rap.
Bring it on.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Fill a void market.
Yeah.
People have been dying for this for years. When are we finally going to get some golf rap out?
Yeah, and
sure.
Right. And you'd be shocked.
Country clubs across the America
sure.
Filled with rich white guys.
The life and death messages of making a putt.
And let's talk about The Boy Illinois here, because he's from Haiti originally, right? We're going to talk to him in just a second when he steps in. But
it's the real deal.
But he's getting a lot of attention here. Did he emerge from this program?
Yeah,
originally?
He's sort of like, he's our one of our biggest success stories. So he was the winner of the A&R auditions. One of the perks of winning the A&R auditions is that you have a chance to perform at one of the city's festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So he performed at Taste of Chicago. He was on the sort of the local stage first off, and then he ended up opening up for George Clinton this past year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really great to sort of watch his rise.
That's quite a moment.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, because George Clinton, I had a chance to meet him when he was in town this summer for that. And, I mean, he is an absolute hero of mine, because growing up in that whole, you know, the Parliament, Funkadelic, P-Funk thing was, and then to have him there, sitting there wearing, it was the strangest thing. I walked into the green room at Wendy's Salon, and here's a guy who's dressed basically in a blanket, and I'm looking with the crazy hair, and I'm looking at the guy, that's George Clinton,
right?
I don't get starstruck, and I was like beside myself.
No, it's hard not to get.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy thing. All right, The Boy Illinois is here. Now let's talk about that. So, like, opening for George Clinton. Listen, first of all, how old are you?
I am 29.
29 years old.
Yes.
So when you were a kid and you were thinking about music and you were enjoying music and thinking about performing music, did you ever think you were going to be sharing a stage with him?
No, never. I listened to him by way of my parents, of course, you know, cleaning up on them Saturdays and Sundays.
Sure.
Had the old jams going, but never have I've shared the same stage with him. And then backstage, we had an outfit moment where he was like, I like your outfit. And I was like, I like yours too, George.
Was he wearing a blanket?
It kind of was, but it was like it was more of a sheet.
Yeah,
it was a sheet. And then I guess the next day was a blanket.
Yeah, I mean, he was like he wears a thing, and it doesn't. And you don't know where it begins or where it ends. And he and George Clinton is one of those guys who seems to float. He doesn't walk. You don't see him ambulate. He's got this kind of almost ethereal like, and he is. He's front, and he's got an energy that is insanely calm. And I had the great pleasure of being at Soldier Field in 1979 when they were there, and he did this whole thing, and they brought the spaceship, and this was at the very height of Parliament and Funkadelic and that whole deal, and Bootsy Collins, and it was and to have him be still this incredibly important musical artist 40 years. I mean, he's been in the business for 50 years. 40 years on is really something.
It is.
So you got to have that moment.
Yeah, not every 29-year-old has had a write-up in Forbes, by the way, in terms of that's got to feel so good. And they mentioned Chicago's rich history with Kanye, Common. You've got Lupe Fiasco, who you toured with, is that right?
Yeah, and we got a show coming up October 9th at the House of Blues.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah, this is very good. And so let's talk a little bit of how you got involved in the City program here. Yes. How'd you hear about it?
It was through my manager, Anthony Winfield. He had heard about it and thought I should be involved in it somehow, somewhere. You know, you look for every avenue and every opportunity you can dealing with the music industry and this industry in general. And it was a good opportunity. And we had got picked up for it. I tried out. I made it. I went through and I became one of the people that performed at the Taste. And, you know, growing up in Chicago, you grew up going to the Taste all the time.
Right.
There was for the food or for a concert. So to be able to perform there, it was like a notch.
I know.
A notch.
So now there you are.
Pinch me.
I'm going to go back through this now because now you're a kid and you're standing there at the Taste and you look at that stage and you're thinking, wow, I wonder what it would be like to be up there. Then you're up there and you're there with George Clinton.
Yeah. It's amazing too, and it was like maybe like 15,000 to 20,000 people out there, and that's the
amazing.
Most people I performed in front of ever, and it was the energy, it was something different, and especially me being my age.
From here.
My age, you know, a lot of the people came out to see George,
right?
So you getting a lot of older folks,
right?
And I didn't know what the response directly was going to be, but everybody loves me, you know. Once they get it, hey, I rocks with this guy. So after the performance, I go out and I speak to people all the time, and what ended up happening is they like formed a line. People formed a line to like take pictures and get autographs, and I was like, I had to stop it because the next BJ was about to perform. I'm like, I don't want this big, thing going on while he's trying to perform. So it was a great response, and it was a great crowd.
That's awesome. What a great story.
Is it?
All right, and now, were you born in Haiti?
No,
your parents are from Haiti, right?
My father's
from Haiti.
My grandparents are from Haiti.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. And where'd you grow up in Chicago?
Interesting. South Shore, 7750 South Saginaw, grandma crib.
There you go.
And Dalton, Illinois. In the south suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you speak French with the whole Haitian?
No, it's Creole, though, but I know a little bit, but I understand it better.
You could swear in it, I'll bet.
I bet
you can.
Yeah, I mean, those are the common words used amongst the
right.
You know?
Everybody knows.
If you don't know how to.
Right.
You
swear in every language.
You know the curse words.
Yeah.
It's the words you're not supposed to say. Derogatory statements.
Because you got to know when your parents are saying them what they're talking about.
Well, other people, my friend's parents, you'd be like, oh, you're in trouble. Okay, this is time to roll.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's take a real quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll do a couple songs. Is that right?
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, the boy, Illinois, is with us, and he is one of the kids who came out of men, actually, adult, who came out of this music program in Chicago, and now is being he's in the same sentences with Lupe Fiasco because he's touring with him, right? But people are also talking about you and Chase or Chance. I'm sorry, and Chance, and there's a whole like, you know, there's Chance, there's Vic Mensa, and there's
Common and Kanye come out of here too.
The boy Illinois.
Indeed. Illinois.
So we will put you to the test on the other side of this. But first, Violetta, can you tell us what's happening down the roadways? The boy Illinois is here. He's got an EP called Windy. You could get it on iTunes and Spotify and all the places where fine music is sold and stolen, the internet. And October 9th, you will be able to see him at the House of Blues with Lupe Fiasco, the boy Illinois.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Doing big things when I.
Doing big things when I.
I'ma probably need 10 tens. Meet me right over Vincennes. You ain't even gotta pretend. We can act like it's real. Baby, tell me how you feel. Cause I can never change for, I never change for. And I got the game for, and I got the game board. And I got the lane for, and I got the flamethrower. And I got some change for, trying to hit a lick. Look, I got a stain for. If they go against us, you know what to aim for. You know what I came for, ride or die. You know what the game for, take it with the game for. Trying to get pleasure, well that's what the pain for. I never change for a honey. We gon' make it shake for a ha, ha. We gon' make it shake for a honey. Now, 100, 100. We gon' make it shake for a hey. We gon' make it shake for a hey, hey. We gon' make it shake for a honey. Now, 100, 100. Now I'm in the club with a honey. Ones with all my dogs like a honey. One. And I got 99 problems. Don't go ahead and be the 101. I'ma need change for a 100. 100, 100, 100. Now, now. I'm doing big things when I run it. Run it, run it, run it. Now, now. You know what I mean? Hey, a 100. Say 100. 100. I'm doing big things when I 100. 100. 100. So I may need change for a 100. 100. 100, I'm doing big things when I 100, 100. I may need change for, I can never change for 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100.
I do, like Jay-Z just called, and he, he's got this thing.
He's jealous.
Yes, he's got the, he has this thing about the 100. Wait a second. What did he just say? What was that thing about 100?
All right. 99 plus one.
All right. And we ready for number two here, Dancing Like Diddy? Explain a little bit about, first of all, tell me what was going on there when you were writing that. What do you think?
100, it was, usually when I write songs, I come up with a melody for the hook first, because like, that's the most important part. Because it goes back to it so many times. You want people to get that in the head. So I came up with this 100, 100, 100 melody. And then the verses, just as supporting details to the main subject of the story. So with that, you just try to leave something memorable. And I broke down the 25, 25, 25, the 100 wordplay. And, you know, did what I had to do.
Just go. It develops out of that. All right. And so now, Dancing Like Diddy. Diddy, by the way, is also on the other line.
Oh, tell him I'll say what up.
I will. And he and Jay-Z will not speak to each other on the line.
Okay.
So the whole thing going on there. I don't know what goes on. But what is, what were you thinking here?
Dancing Like Diddy. I had it in a song. called Ruling Class, and it's like a last line of the second verse, and I was on tour with Lupe, and my homie Billy Blue was like, and his DJ, and he was like, yo, y'all should make this you should make it turn into a song, take this whole concept and turn it into a song. And I was like, you know what, that sounds interesting, you know what I'm saying? So I took it, and I was like, you know what, it worked. I found a beat for it, and we did something with Priority with it. We had it going, and that's like probably one of my biggest songs to date.
All right, so here it is, Dancing Like Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah, can you turn me up a little bit in the headphones? Look at that right here.
I got all my crystals on me. Tigers out, smoking course. Love. I come alive in the nighttime, especially when the light line. Make sure it's lemon in my water. I'm just trying to dance with the stars. Ha, rain dance in my parka. Then I shake it up with my partners. Ha, money dance like I'm Louis Yawu. Texting, we just trying to get a W-2. Take practices and flip mattresses. We just trying to get a man running the move. No passengers, but get actresses. Ha, I did it all while running with wolves. I'm still dancing like D-Lo. I tell her keep it right there. You should have seen me on Vivo. I was still moving with my people. Hey, putting low in a P-code. Hey, still grooving like James Brown. On my way to the C-No. Then I go and hit my own dance. Go crazy like C-Lo. Make a couple B's with my own hands. That's a Billy to a Billy. If you don't know, everybody call me Illy. Ha, tell my mama that I did it. Ha, ha, and they all with it. I'm running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. I be dancing like Diddy. Say, running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. I be dancing like Diddy. Running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. I be dancing like Diddy. Hey, running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. Left foot, let's thump. Right foot, let's thump. You done had what you need. Time to give you what you want. And that's the best in line. I know that she can never testify. Paying up when that rent due. But I may let the electric slide. Stepping in the name of love. Pulling up like I need exercise. And I probably do. So I'm pulling up. And you know my groove. I'm trying to dance with you. You ask me questions, boo. I dance around that too. So yeah. I did it. And y'all with it. Running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. Hey, I be dancing like Diddy. Running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. I be dancing like Diddy. Yeah, yeah. WGN. What's up, man? We live.
That is awesome.
That's so great.
Just puts a smile on your face.
It does.
It's
indeed.
The boy, Illinois.
Makes you wanna dance.
That's the whole point of this, is it not?
Yeah. That's the whole point, man. You know, you either giving out some bad energy to put people down or keep them down or uplift them. And I'd rather make you dance and feel good about yourself.
So you haven't edited any of your lyrics or anything like that for us. This
you
is
know
you.
What's so crazy? Yeah, like my last project, I had a feature. I had to edit something in that verse, but I looked back maybe like 2 or 3 months after, and I was like, yo, I didn't curse at all. Like, I don't know where it's coming from. Even more of the recent songs I have coming up, about to come out, it's no profanity in them. So people, wow, like my DJs be like, let me get one with the clean version. I'll be like, there's no, it's the same
that's
thing.
It.
Wow.
It's the same thing. So.
Wow. I can't get through a show without swearing. So yeah. Congratulations on that. That's
thank
really
you, man.
Something.
But in real life, you know, it's a different story.
Yes, of course it is. Yes. In real life, they actually was arrested for it. Mm-hmm. All right.
Man.
The boy, Illinois. You're going
to
be a gigantic hit.
Oh, totally. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being in here at this moment in your career.
Great.
You can see him at the House of Blues on October 9th at Lupe Fiasco. He's got Windy is the EP that is out right now, and you get it on iTunes and Spotify and all the other places. Just look it up, The Boy Illinois, and congratulations, man. We'll
thank
see you
you
at the House
thank
of Blues
you.
In October.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Chicago Made. Everybody that helped me and talk with me and shared this process along this journey. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. All right, we've got, we now turn it over to WGN Everywhere, regular programming already in progress.
Excellent. Awesome.